Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
So, who got Freddie Mercury's cut for the hugely successful Queen biopic Bohemian Rhapsody? Yes?
His best friend and ex-fiancée, Mary Austin?
That's right. She got 50% of his cut, but his parents and sister, 25% each. But seeing as his parents have both passed away, his sister now gets the full 50% cut, which sees their royalties so far being around the $60 million mark each. That's each. The other band members get around $90 million each. And speaking of Queen, the Bohemian Rhapsody tour is selling out fast and hits Optus Stadium February 23rd, fronted by the amazing Adam Lambert. That's going to be a good concert.
That's going to be amazing. Marvel fans are outraged at a footage leak from Avengers Endgame, which was posted online on Monday. The movie's directors ask fans, hashtag, don't spoil the Endgame. Plus, the Russo brothers also said online, because so many of you have invested your time, your hearts and your souls into these stories, we're once again asking for your help. When you see Endgame in the coming weeks, please don't spoil it for others. Advanced screenings of Avengers Endgame starts next Wednesday.
That's going to be a good one.
Can't wait.
Jennifer Lopez will receive the CFDA Fashion Icon Award at the ceremony in June. The chairwoman, Diana von Furstenberg, said in a press release, Jennifer Lopez uses clothes as a way to express confidence and power. Both designers and fans look forward to her fashion statements. Indeed we do, she's amazing. Past honorees include Naomi Campbell, Beyonce and Rihanna.
Taylor Swift, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Michelle Obama, Ariana Grande and Chrissy Teigen are amongst the celebs named as this year's Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People of the Year. Other celebs named on the list include Khaled, Emilia Clarke from Game of Thrones, of course.
Yay!
Brie Larson, Glenn Close, Rami Malek, LeBron James, Mahershala Ali and Donald Trump.
What?
Plus, Taylor Swift and Khaled have been invited to perform at the Time 100 Gala next week.
And Sesame Street is hitting the streets and going on a road trip. To celebrate the iconic children's TV show's 50th anniversary, some of the cast and Muppets will be going on a 10-city road trip from New York to LA in June.
Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali. 91.7
The Wave.